Welcome to episode 178 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. So today is actually day 9 of 75 hard. It was a really good day. I did do a live workout on Facebook with the gal who runs the app that I use. She did a Facebook live this morning and we all worked out. I ended up doing some additional work afterwards because they didn't work out for 45 minutes. So I just tacked on some additional things at the end there to get to my 45 minute first workout time limit. But it was really good seeing her live and in person and doing the prescribed workout plan that was for today. It was full body and it was really neat to see her doing it. She also had a gal friend beside her doing the alternative moves for people who weren't able to do the actual moves. Like, if you can't do, lunges, like jumping lunges, she was showing how to do the option. If you weren't strong enough to do the side plank leg lift, she showed you an option for that. So it was really good to see, just like in person and knowing that 1,000+ other people were doing the same thing that you were doing at the same time. So that was really great. It was like impromptu. I think she decided to do it yesterday and she just, you know, gave us all the time that she was going to do it. She finalized that early last evening and then so people just showed up this morning and so it was really good. And then my second workout, of course, was my walk. I didn't do it until this afternoon when it got a little warmer, so late this afternoon it was probably in the low 60s, so it was really nice. It was a nice time to go. There were no clouds in the sky. It was just a nice time to get some vitamin D. And this is the time of year, like, I feel sad for people who live in like snowy places because they have to deal with no sun, clouds everywhere, snow, sleet, storms, ice on the road, black ice, salt on the roads, ever-present chill in the air that gets you to your bones. I feel bad because people are stuck inside, and especially with COVID, you know, that's just, you're even more isolated now in the winter. But then again, it gives you an excuse not to go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. But yeah, I was walking and, you know, there were a few other people walking. I didn't run into very many people. There were some people riding their bikes, like a man with his kids and another person who was walking, but they turned a different way so I didn't have to be near them for more than, like, you know, well, near meaning she was across the street, like 30 yards away. I wasn't even near her, but we weren't in the same vicinity for very long at all. So it was a really nice walk. I went my usual route and I actually went a little faster today, and it was just a great two workouts today. And the only thing I have left to do is just finish up my water here. I just have two more glasses of water and then I'm done. So yeah, successful week. So today was actually a big day in our family here. Today was my son's birthday, and it's still so amazing to me that both my kids are these young adults, but more so with my son because he's the baby of the family. You know, it's just my daughter and my son, but yeah, he's the baby of the family, and he actually has a lot of nicknames that I've called him or still continue to call him, and he responds to all of them, which is funny. I call him baby boy, Bubba, Bubby, Bubba Bear. He responds to any of those when I call him, which is really great. But yeah, I've always felt close to him and my daughter, and I've been the primary caregiver for him since he was born. Like, when I was married, his dad was around, but he didn't take care of him fully because I was always around. You know what I'm saying? The one time I did go out, where was I going? I was going to meet some friends, some mommy friends of mine. And my son was, he was still a baby, so he was still taking a bottle. And I had just left, and like 20 minutes later, my husband at the time calls me and said, "You need to come home. I can't, blah, 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 blah." Needless to say, I never got to go see my friends that day. So I was never really childless when the kids were little. They were always with me. His family didn't help. My family was in a different state. Nobody ever volunteered to assist us. It was just me and my then husband. And since he didn't really help, it was really me. But you know, they were my kids, so I took care of them. And while I do take care, I have taken care of my kids, I've tried not to coddle them. Like, I will push them, like, you know, suck it up, buttercup kind of stuff. Like with sports, I was the one going, "Oh, we gotta go to practice. Gotta go to practice. You know, let's go. We got a game, gotta go. Even with like injuries, I was the more of the, you know, just, it doesn't look bad. Just get up and go. There was a one game I recall. My son got hit, you know, football, even when they're little, they get hit. They have pads though. He got hit and he kind of twinged his knee. And, I was kind of looking at it cause I, you know, of course we went over, his dad and me, we were already divorced at the time. So I'm like looking at my son's knee and the coach was looking and talking to my son. And then his dad, was like looking and he's like, "Oh, gotta go take him to the hospital." And I'm like looking at the knee and I'm looking at the coach and I'm seeing how my son's moving his knee and, you know, answering the coach and everything. And I'm like, I shrugged my shoulders and the coach was like, "Yeah, he seems okay. It's just like, yeah, just ice it and elevate it, evaluate it, and then go to the hospital if you feel," because it was a morning game. So there was lots of time during the day, but no, my ex-husband took my son to the ER, ended up being there for like 3 hours. My son was just fine. But it was one of those, just, you know, you get pinched sometimes, you know, when you get hit. And, but he could move it and he wasn't in pain. So I was just like, I don't know why he took him to the ER, but I guess I'm the one who's kind of just, let's just see how things go kind of thing. So, but I always show my support for them as much as I can. And just let things kind of ride, especially me, because I was a mom and with football, I didn't want to step on anyone's toes. And I would always listen and watch what the coaches were doing ever since he was like little. And, you know, luckily for us, we had some really great coaches and really understanding coaches. They always saw me there at practice, you know, when they're little. And they would, you know, I would say, "Oh yeah, go ahead and push him some more," or, "Yeah, he's having a bad day." I'd let them know if there was anything unusual going on. But they were just great role models for my son, especially since his dad wasn't around a lot. And so what's funny to me is my sister always tells me that I am definitely the man and the woman in my son's life. Because I am tough with him, but then again, I do show the softer side, and, you know, "How are you feeling?" You know, and all those kind of, you know, the feeling side of things. I have talks with him about that. And I do that because so many boys are brought up to feel just tough all the time. Like tough, like I, you know, I did say, "Suck it up, buttercup." That kind of attitude, I do give him that. But then again, I let him know, sometimes you have to feel the feels. Sometimes you just have to feel your emotions. And I've told him, you need to feel sadness and happiness, because the sadness makes you appreciate the happy times. Do you know what I mean? If you only know happiness, and you, it, for me, myself, if I just feel happiness, I don't appreciate it as much, because I've never felt sadness. And so I told my son, you have to feel all the emotions, because that's what makes you human. And it makes you appreciate the good things in life when you do experience bad events or bad emotions. That helps you become a more well-rounded person, because then you can be empathetic and you can really relate to people better. And he's always, my son has always had a very kind heart. So I didn't want him to shut that down. Ever since he was little, like 1 or 2 years old, I could see that he had a really big heart. And I mean, we could not watch, it was way back in the day. There was I forget the organization. It was about helping dogs, abuse dogs and cats and things. And Sarah McLachlan, she had one of those songs, and it was the commercial, and it would show the sick and the abused animals, the dogs. And my son would start crying every time those commercials came on. So we realized we needed to change the channel every single time that we knew that commercial was coming on. Like right when we saw it, it was like, bloop, change the channel, because he would start bawling, because those poor little pets, it tugged on his heart so much that he could not handle it, and it would end up bawling, crying. And so I did not want him to lose that kind heart that cared for others, that was so empathetic. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to keep that part of him open and realizing that it's okay to feel these emotions. It is. You don't have to be a hard ass all the time. Because he sees me when I'm sad. He sees me when I'm being like a hard ass myself. And, you know, he sees that, oh, okay, well, there is a balance. There's a moment, there are times for each emotion. So yeah, so it's just really great to see him growing up to be this adult, this young adult, and just in a few more years, he's going to be gone, and I'm sure that he'll make a fine husband, boyfriend. Like, he hasn't had any real serious relationships yet, so I'm sure he'll make a fine husband, boyfriend person to some lucky gal one day. And you know, I'm looking forward to him in his adulthood. I just want to see the type of person he ends up being, like, in the end. Because, like, you know, you're always just so proud of your kids. Like, I'm seeing my daughter develop into this fine young woman who's responsible and caring. And, you know, to see your kids grow into these people, and then you remember them as babies at the same time when you look at them, it's just amazing. And it's so fulfilling in my heart to see it happen. Anyway, guys, I've rambled on for long enough. I hope you guys have had a good day, and I will talk to you on the next podcast.